He says, see, I have set before you this day. This is God saying, I've set before you life and good, and there's death and evil. He says, in that I command you today to love the Lord your God and to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgment. What's he talking about? If you're going to choose life, if you're going to choose good, you're going to have to love the Lord your God. You're going to have to walk in his ways. You're going to have to keep his commandments, his statutes, and his judgment. In other words, you have to submit yourself to be a doer of the word of God, no matter what. He says, and when you do that, he says, you will live. He will say, I will multiply you. He says, I will bless you. And he says, but if you make a decision, if you make the decision, he can't make the decision. He won't make the decision for you. But if you make a decision that you're going to turn away from God, you make a decision, you're going to turn away from him and not hear him. And you be drawn away and you begin to worship other things. Remember, we talk about the cares of the world, the deceitfulness of riches, the pleasures of life. When you allow yourself to be turned away and through persecutions and afflictions, you allow yourself to be drawn away to something else. He says, when you do that, he says, you made a decision, I'm going to follow after death. I'm going to follow after the evil. I'm going to follow after the world's way. He says, so I call heaven and earth as a witness today against you, that I'm God saying this, and I'm saying this to you. God set before you this day life and death, blessing and cursing. He wants you to choose life, choose him, choose the kingdom of God, choose to make a decision that God's word is the final authority.